Understanding log likelihood and cross entropy, a first principles journey through machine learning fundamentals. Introduction, beyond the math to true understanding. Picture this, you're staring at a machine learning paper and you encounter the familiar sight of log likelihood functions and cross entropy loss terms. You nod along, recognizing the mathematical symbols, understanding the gradients, even implementing the code. But there's this nagging feeling. You know what these things do, but you don't truly understand why they work, why they're designed this way, or what they really represent about the fundamental nature of learning itself. This is the gap we're going to bridge today. We're going on a conceptual journey that starts with the most basic questions about uncertainty and information, builds up through the elegant mathematics of probability, and arrives at a deep understanding of why log likelihood and cross entropy aren't just convenient mathematical tools. They're fundamental expressions of how learning systems ought to behave in an uncertain world. Think of this as reverse engineering the thought process of the brilliant minds who first derived these concepts. We're not just going to learn formulas, we're going to understand the reasoning that made these formulas inevitable. By the end, when you see cross-entropy loss in a neural network, you won't just see an optimization target. You'll see a principled way of measuring how well a model captures the underlying information structure of reality. Foundation, the engineering of uncertainty. Let's start with something every engineer understands, measurement and uncertainty. When you measure voltage across a resistor, you don't get a perfect number. You get a reading with some uncertainty, some noise, some fundamental limitation in your measurement apparatus. This uncertainty isn't a flaw in your system. It's a fundamental property of the world we're trying to understand. Now, extend this thinking to machine learning. When we train a model to recognize cats in images, we're essentially building a measurement device for catness. But unlike measuring voltage, we're measuring something that doesn't have a single objective truth. What makes this even more interesting is that we're not just measuring, we're learning how to measure better over time. This is where probability theory becomes not just a mathematical convenience, but a fundamental language for expressing uncertainty. When a neural network outputs a probability distribution over classes, it's not just making a guess, it's expressing its uncertainty about the world in the most principled way we know how. Think about what this means architecturally. Every machine learning model is fundamentally an uncertainty quantification system. It takes in noisy, partial information about the world and outputs structured uncertainty, probabilities that express not just what the model thinks is true, but how confident it is in that belief. This perspective changes everything about how we think about model design and training. From probability to likelihood, the fundamental shift. Now let's make a conceptual leap that's often glossed over in textbooks, but is absolutely crucial for understanding. There's a profound difference between probability and likelihood, and this difference is at the heart of what makes machine learning work. Probability asks the question, given that I know the parameters of my model, what's the chance of observing this particular data? This is the forward direction, from model to observation. If I have a coin with a known bias of 0.7 toward heads, what's the probability of seeing 3 heads in 5 flips? Likelihood flips this question on its head. Given that I observed this particular data, how plausible are different parameter settings for my model? This is the inverse problem, from observation back to model parameters. I observed 3 heads in 5 flips. How likely is it that my coin has a bias of 0.7 versus 0.5 versus 0.9? This conceptual flip is what makes learning possible. When we train a machine learning model, we're not computing probabilities. We're computing likelihoods. We're asking, given all this training data I've observed, which parameter settings for my neural network would make this data most plausible? Think about the engineering elegance of this approach. We start with data, the one thing we know for certain. Then we work backward to find the model parameters that would make this data least surprising. It's like reverse engineering a system by observing its outputs and inferring its internal configuration. The likelihood function becomes our compass in parameter space. For any possible set of weights and biases in our neural network, the likelihood tells us how well that configuration explains the data we've seen. Training becomes a search through this parameter space, looking for the configuration that maximizes likelihood, that makes our observed data as unsurprising as possible. The logarithmic transformation, why log likelihood reigns. Here's where we encounter one of the most elegant mathematical tricks in machine learning, one that's often presented as a mere computational convenience, but is actually much deeper. Why do we always work with log likelihood instead of raw likelihood? The computational explanation is straightforward. Probabilities are numbers between 0 and 1, and when you multiply many of them together, as you do when computing the likelihood of a dataset, you quickly get vanishingly small numbers that cause numerical underflow. Taking the logarithm transforms these multiplications into additions, solving the numerical problem. But there's a more fundamental reason, one that reveals something profound about the nature of information itself. When we take the logarithm of a probability, we're measuring something called surprisal, or information content. A highly probable event has low surprisal, its log probability is close to 0, while an unlikely event has high surprisal, its log probability is a large negative number. This connects directly to information theory. The negative log probability of an event is exactly its information content, how much information you gain by observing that event. Common events give you little information. Rare events give you a lot. When you observe that the sun rose this morning, you learn almost nothing. When you observe a solar eclipse, you learn quite a bit. Now think about what this means for machine learning. When we maximize log likelihood, we're minimizing surprisal. We're finding model parameters that make the training data as unsurprising as possible. But here's the deeper insight. We're actually maximizing the information content our model can extract from the data. From an optimization perspective, log likelihood has another beautiful property. It transforms the constraint that probabilities must multiply to reasonable values into the much more natural constraint that information contents should add. This makes gradient-based optimization much more stable and interpretable. Consider what happens during backpropagation in a neural network trained with log likelihood. The gradients are flowing in the direction that reduces surprisal. That makes the model better at predicting what it will see. Every gradient step is a step toward a model that finds the training data less surprising, more predictable, more compressible, in an information theoretic sense. Information theory foundations, the deep structure. To truly understand cross-entropy, we need to take a detour through information theory, the mathematical framework that Claude Shannon developed to understand communication systems, but which turns out to describe something fundamental about learning itself. Shannon started with a simple question: how much information is contained in a message? His insight was that information is related to surprise. If I tell you something you already knew with certainty, I've given you zero information. If I tell you something completely unexpected, I've given you maximal information. This leads to a precise mathematical definition. The information content of an event with probability p is negative log p. This isn't just a formula, it's a profound statement about the relationship between probability and knowledge. The less likely something is, the more you learn when it happens. Shannon then defined entropy as the expected information content of a source. If you have a random variable with various possible outcomes, each with its own probability, the entropy tells you the average amount of information you expect to get from observing that variable. High entropy means high average information content, lots of uncertainty, lots of potential for learning. Low entropy means low average information content, little uncertainty, little room for surprise. Now here's where it gets interesting for machine learning. Entropy isn't just a property of data sources, it's a property of probability distributions. Any probability distribution has an associated entropy that measures how spread out or uncertain that distribution is. A sharp, peaked distribution has low entropy. A flat, uniform distribution has high entropy. This gives us a powerful lens for understanding what neural networks are doing. When a neural network outputs a probability distribution over classes, the entropy of that distribution tells us how uncertain the network is. A confident prediction corresponds to a low entropy distribution, most probability mass on one class. An uncertain prediction corresponds to a high entropy distribution, probability spread across multiple classes. But Shannon didn't stop with entropy. He also defined cross-entropy, the expected information content when you use the wrong probability distribution to encode messages from a source. This sounds technical, but it captures something fundamental about the cost of being wrong about uncertainty. Cross-entropy, the measure of distributional distance. Cross-entropy emerges naturally when we ask a simple question. What happens when we have two different probability distributions over the same set of events? Maybe one distribution represents the true probabilities of different outcomes, and another represents our model's beliefs about those probabilities. How do we measure the cost of this mismatch? This is exactly the situation we face in supervised learning. We have true labels for our training data. These represent the true distribution, usually a one-hot distribution with all probability on the correct class. We also have our model's predicted probabilities over classes. Cross-entropy measures the cost of using our model's predicted distribution instead of the true distribution. But cross-entropy isn't just measuring error, it's measuring a very specific kind of error. It's measuring the excess information cost of being wrong about the underlying probabilities. When your model predicts low probability for the true class, you pay a high cross-entropy penalty. When your model predicts high probability for the true class, you pay a low penalty. Think about what this means algorithmically. During training, every time we compute cross-entropy loss, we're asking, how much extra information would we need if we tried to encode the true labels using our model's predicted probabilities? The better our predictions, the lower this excess information cost. This connects back to our earlier discussion of log likelihood in a beautiful way. It turns out that minimizing cross-entropy loss between the true labels and predicted probabilities is exactly equivalent to maximizing the log likelihood of the true labels under the model's predicted distribution. They're the same thing, viewed from slightly different angles. From an optimization perspective, this equivalence is profound. It means that when we train a neural network with cross-entropy loss, we're not just fitting a curve to data, we're finding parameters that make the training data maximally likely under the model's probability distribution. We're finding the model that would be least surprised by the training data. The deep connection, where log likelihood and cross-entropy unite. Now we can see the fundamental unity underlying these concepts. Log likelihood and cross-entropy aren't separate tools that happen to be useful. They're two ways of expressing the same deep principle about how learning systems should behave in an uncertain world. When we train a model to maximize log likelihood, we're finding parameters that make the observed data as probable as possible under the model. When we train a model to minimize cross-entropy, we're finding parameters that make the model's probability distribution as close as possible to the true distribution, as represented by the labels. These are the same optimization problem. Maximizing log likelihood is equivalent to minimizing cross-entropy. But each perspective gives us different intuitions about what's happening during training. The log likelihood perspective emphasizes the data. We're finding a model that explains the observations well. The cross-entropy perspective emphasizes the distributions. We're finding a model whose beliefs about uncertainty match reality. Both perspectives reveal something crucial that's often missed in introductory treatments. Machine learning isn't just about finding functions that map inputs to outputs. It's about finding probability distributions that capture the uncertainty structure of the world. Every classification model is implicitly modeling a probability distribution over classes. Every regression model is implicitly modeling a probability distribution over target values. This distributional view explains many aspects of machine learning that can seem mysterious from a purely functional perspective. Why do we use softmax activations in classification? Because we need to ensure our outputs form a valid probability distribution. Why do we often add noise during training? Because we're trying to match the uncertainty in the true data distribution. Why does regularization help? Because it prevents our model from expressing unwarranted confidence. It keeps our predicted distributions from becoming too sharp. Practical applications, engineering insights. Let's ground these abstract concepts in concrete engineering applications. Understanding log likelihood and cross-entropy deeply changes how you think about designing and debugging machine learning systems. Consider image classification. When you train a convolutional neural network with cross-entropy loss, you're not just teaching it to recognize objects, you're teaching it to express uncertainty about recognition in a principled way. The final softmax layer isn't just picking the most likely class. It's producing a complete probability distribution that expresses how the visual evidence should update your beliefs about what's in the image. This perspective helps explain common engineering challenges. Why do neural networks sometimes produce overconfident predictions? Because they've learned to minimize training loss by producing sharp distributions that put most probability mass on the correct class. The training incentive doesn't directly encourage well-calibrated uncertainty estimates. Why does temperature scaling help with model calibration? Because it allows you to adjust the sharpness of the predicted distribution without changing the underlying feature learning. You're essentially learning a separate parameter that controls how confident the model should be about its predictions. The log likelihood perspective provides equally valuable engineering insights. When you monitor the log likelihood of held-out validation data during training, you're monitoring how surprising the model finds new data. If validation log likelihood starts decreasing, becoming more negative, the model is starting to find new data more surprising, a clear sign of overfitting. This also explains why early stopping works. You're not just preventing the model from memorizing the training set, you're stopping before the model becomes so specialized to the training distribution that it finds the validation distribution systematically surprising. Consider the architecture of modern language models. When GPT-style models predict the next token in a sequence, they're computing a probability distribution over the entire vocabulary. The training objective is to maximize the log likelihood of the actual next token under this predicted distribution. This means the model is learning to minimize its surprise at the actual continuation of text. This probabilistic framing explains many design choices in language models. Why do we use techniques like nucleus sampling instead of just picking the highest probability token? Because the full probability distribution contains valuable information about uncertainty that we want to preserve during generation. Advanced considerations. When simple models break down, our framework of log likelihood and cross-entropy becomes even more interesting when we consider cases where simple probability models break down. This happens more often than you might expect in real-world engineering applications. Consider multi-label classification, where an image might contain both a cat and a dog. The standard cross-entropy approach assumes a single true class, but reality is more complex. You need to model correlations between labels, which requires more sophisticated probability distributions than simple categorical distributions. Or consider structured prediction tasks like machine translation or image segmentation. Here, the output space is so large and complex that modeling the full probability distribution directly becomes computationally intractable. Yet the principles of log likelihood maximization still apply. They just require more sophisticated approximation techniques. This is where modern techniques like variational inference and normalizing flows come into play. They're all ultimately about the same thing, finding tractable ways to work with complex probability distributions while preserving the principled approach of maximizing log likelihood or minimizing cross-entropy. The engineering challenge becomes, how do you maintain the theoretical elegance of the probabilistic approach while dealing with the computational realities of high-dimensional, structured output spaces? This is an active area of research, but understanding the fundamental principles helps you navigate the trade-offs. Another advanced consideration is the relationship between log likelihood and other loss functions. Mean squared error, for instance, can be derived as the negative log likelihood under a Gaussian assumption about the noise in regression problems. Huber loss corresponds to a different assumption about the noise distribution. Once you understand this connection, choosing loss functions becomes a matter of choosing the right probabilistic assumptions about your problem domain. Synthesis, mental models for intuitive understanding. Let me offer several mental models that can help these concepts stick at an intuitive level. The measurement device model. Think of any machine learning model as a sophisticated measurement device that outputs uncertainty estimates rather than point values. Just as a good voltmeter tells you both the measured voltage and the precision of that measurement, a good ML model tells you both its prediction and how confident it is in that prediction. Log likelihood maximization is the process of calibrating this measurement device to minimize systematic biases. The compression model. From an information theoretic perspective, learning is compression. A good model can compress the training data by finding patterns and regularities. Log likelihood maximization finds the model that achieves the best compression of the training data, where compression is measured in terms of how predictable the data becomes under the learned distribution. The surprise minimization model. Learning is the process of building models that are less and less surprised by the world. Every time the model encounters training data that contradicts its current beliefs, it updates those beliefs to make similar data less surprising in the future. This is why log likelihood, negative surprisal, makes such a natural optimization objective. The communication model. Think of cross-entropy as measuring the cost of miscommunication. If you and I have different beliefs about how likely various events are, and I try to send you efficient messages based on my beliefs, there will be a communication overhead because your decoder expects a different probability distribution than the one I use to encode. Cross-entropy measures this overhead. Each of these models captures a different aspect of why log likelihood and cross-entropy are fundamental to machine learning. They're not just mathematical conveniences. They're expressions of deep principles about uncertainty, information, learning, and communication. Conclusion: the elegant unity of learning. We started this journey with a simple observation. It's possible to understand the mathematics of log likelihood and cross-entropy without really grasping their conceptual significance. We've now seen that these concepts are far from arbitrary mathematical choices. They're inevitable consequences of thinking clearly about uncertainty, information, and learning. The key insight is that machine learning is fundamentally about probability distributions, not just functions. When we train models, we're not just finding mappings from inputs to outputs. We're finding ways to capture and express uncertainty about the world. Log likelihood and cross-entropy are the natural languages for reasoning about how well our models capture this uncertainty. This perspective changes how you approach every aspect of machine learning engineering. Model architecture becomes a question of how to parameterize flexible probability distributions. Training becomes a process of distribution matching. Evaluation becomes a question of how well calibrated your uncertainty estimates are. Debugging becomes a process of understanding where your model's beliefs about uncertainty diverge from reality. Perhaps most importantly, this framework gives you principled ways to think about new problems. When you encounter a novel machine learning challenge, you can always ask, "What's the underlying probability distribution I'm trying to model? How can I structure my model to express uncertainty appropriately? How should I measure the quality of that uncertainty?" These aren't just theoretical questions. They're practical engineering questions that lead to better, more robust, more interpretable machine learning systems. Understanding log likelihood and cross-entropy at this deep level isn't just about satisfying mathematical curiosity. It's about building better tools for learning from an uncertain world. The next time you see a cross-entropy loss function in a neural network training loop, you'll see something much richer than a gradient-friendly objective function. You'll see a principled expression of how learning systems ought to behave, minimizing surprise, maximizing information extraction, and maintaining well-calibrated uncertainty about a complex world. And that understanding will make you a more thoughtful and effective machine learning engineer.